This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. And you want to talk about super fun? We're going to talk about World War III tonight. That'll be fun. No, Chris, in more of a lighthearted kind of a way. A lighthearted World War. We're going to talk about the COVID protocols. How quickly they are returning. Looks like hospitals are getting in the action. Illegals going to school with your kids. We're going to have an incredibly offensive conversation about diversity and how different cultures focus on different things. Some idiot is going to prison over threatening somebody. We have our first Proud Boy sentence today, and it was horrific. And many other things, including an update on that whole removing Trump from the ballot thing. Looks like that's moving forward. All that's coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Do not forget that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, though, where we take all 3 hours and answer your questions. Anything. It can be about anything. Whatever you email me in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We also have some updates from you on bullying people with masks on and other things. All that and so much more is coming up. I want to begin here, though. The story, it's been a big story for about the last 24 hours. It's about all the Republicans and how they're going to oppose these COVID mandates, lockdowns, masks, and mandates. Governor of Mississippi went out there and said he's never going back. The 2024 candidates, all of them, Tim Scott, Pence, and Haley, and Asa Hutchinson, and Trump, and all of them out there, they're dead set against lockdowns.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering.
Okay, I got it. So they're all against lockdowns, from governors and senators, congressional candidates, and Republicans, and they're all over against lockdown. Okay. Let's pause on that for a moment. Let's talk about me. You probably know something by now about me, something we've discussed before, but there is something about me when it comes to people and cutting off people for life. And again, I've said before, I don't think what I do is right. I don't know that it's the right thing, but it is very much the Kelly thing. What is that thing? When the chips are down, when everything's going badly for me, with me, whatever, a tragedy that came, something totally my fault, whatever it is, when the chips are down, if you stick with me, when the chips are down, I will never forget it. We are friends. We are joined for life. I never forget it. And vice versa, the more ugly side of that. If you run out on me when it looks bad and the chips are down, I will never forget it for the rest of my life. In fact, if I got to put a fine point on it, I would declare you to be my mortal enemy for the rest of my life. I will never forget it, and I will quietly wait for a time when I can get you back. Isn't that the least Christian thing you've ever heard in your life? I know that's bad. I know it is, but that's how I am. But why am I that way? Why? I do have a way of thinking behind it. I am that way because I want to know. I think it says everything about you. I want to know what your instincts are when I need you the most. If I knock off work tonight, and let's say I develop a drinking problem again. Let's say I knock off work tonight and I'm just drinking. Maybe I'm drinking now, just drinking, just all kinds of booze. I got plenty of booze here in the office. I could if I wanted to. Let's say I'm just drinking and I drive home tonight and I'm in the bag drunk. And so again, my fault. And I take my midlife crisis car into the ditch and I wrap it around a telephone pole. The cops show up and I'm throwing stuff at the cops and I'm running away. They got to get the dogs after me to chase me. It's a bad night. You wake up tomorrow morning, there's a mugshot. conservative superstar, Jesse Kelly. What, Chris? That's what it would say. Anyway, radio host, busted. I'd be all, you know, the New York Times would finally love that. They'd have me in print. My mugshot would be there. If you're a friend, an acquaintance, if you're a family member, a family member, children, mom, wife, sister, cousin, and I get blasted by you the next day when the whole world's coming down on me, probably going to be fired, you know, all these other horrible things. If you take that opportunity to dive on top of me, I will never forget it and I will never forgive it. Why? Because when I needed you the most, when I needed you there for me the most, you joined the crowd in kicking me in the face. Why am I harsh on these GOP people for coming out now and pushing back against lockdowns and mandates? Because that is a good thing. It's what we want, right? I want this sheriff to stand against it. I want this governor to stand against it. I want this presidential candidate to stand against it. I want them all to stand against these lockdowns and mandates and insanity as it does come back, and it is coming back. I want them to stand against it. So why am I speaking out against them all now? Why? Where were you when it mattered? I want to know what, not necessarily what you did. It's not the specifics of what you did. It's not that you called me when I got the DUI or didn't call me when you got the DUI. I want to know what your instincts were in that moment. In that moment, when the New York Times jumps on me and I'm fired and everything sucks and it's a nightmare and everyone's mad at me and disappointed in me, are your natural instincts to join with the crowd and crush me? Or are your natural instincts to stand shoulder to shoulder with me and fight with me? Your instincts are what I care about the most. Not the Johnny come lately stuff. Not the poll number stuff. Not the, I know you can't see me, but licking your finger, sticking it in the air and see which way the wind's blowing stuff. What are your instincts? I want to know where you all were the last time, because what you all did the last time is what has guaranteed us being so screwed now. Why is inflation bad? COVID lockdowns. Why is Joe Biden president instead of Donald Trump? COVID lockdowns. Why do we have a mental health crisis with kids and adults offing themselves in record numbers? COVID lockdowns over and over and over again. Interest rates, you name it. COVID lockdowns. What I'm concerned about is what your instincts are. Oh, I know everybody's Johnny Freedom today. Everybody's Paul Revere. No lockdowns and masks. Let's stand against the tyrants. Oh, you all sound like Ronald Reagan and Thomas Jefferson made a baby together today. Where were you when I needed you? What were your instincts back when standing with me and you was hard? Because the truth is, everybody's pro-freedom now. Half the Democrats in this country are going to shun the mask now, probably not getting their booster, although they're going to lie to their Democrat friends about it. Everybody's pro-freedom now. There's nothing easier in this world than being pro-freedom now. Everyone is. That don't make you special. What do you expect me to pat you on the back? Because you're out there now as a governor or a wannabe president or whatever, trying to act like you're Mr. Freedom? That's everybody now. That don't make you special. That makes you like everybody else. Where were you when that special needs child needed his treatments? Where were you then? Where were you when elderly married people in the last days of their lives wanted to hug their husbands or wives and sit by them and hold their hands as they passed on? Where were you then? Where were you when kids were saying goodbye to their mothers over a Zoom call? Where were you then? When trillion after trillion after trillion was being printed and passed through Congress in the name of a virus over 99% of people survive, where were you back then What were your instincts, not now, when I needed you, when you needed them? Where were they all then? They were all sheep, every one of them. Bah, bah, all these Republican freedom fighters today, all of them. Oh, yes, Dr. Fauci, whatever you need, take the country. I don't want to get the sniffles. When we needed them the most, they laid down for us. Their instinct was not to stand with you. It was to join with the communists and destroy you. You know why that means so much to me? You want to know why I rant about this so often? I will explain why and finish this thought, and we'll move on to other things in a moment. Let's talk about this. I heard Chris talking right before the show began about buying a new phone. You know how Jewish producer Chris is about spending money. I don't have to tell you. It's well documented by this point in time. Everyone who listens to the show knows about that. Chris, you don't have to tell me how expensive the phones are. I understand how expensive. I understand the cost of the phones. I understand that. Chris, maybe switch to Pure Talk. Would you like a new phone, Chris? Oh, are those new smartphones expensive? How about a free Samsung Galaxy 5G? When you switch to Pure Talk and you get their unlimited talk, text, and 15 gig data plan, $35 a month is what that costs. They're giving out free 5G Samsung Galaxies right now. Free! These smartphones cost like $1,000, $2,000 today. You're getting a freebie. All you have to do to get that is pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk, Chris, and everyone else.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Eternally confused by the lyrics on many, many, many songs out there. I still don't understand why that guy can't have any sugar in his coffee or in his tea. It doesn't make any sense what that would have to do with really anything. Maybe he's diabetic. Maybe he's diabetic. All right, so prayers for the guess who and what they're going through right now, that he can have some sugar in the future. Moving on, remember, you can download the show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Now, back to this, because I'm going to move on. All these GOP candidates, governors now, no more lockdowns, no more masks, never again. Why does this bother me so much? Because I know, it's not even about what they did. Now, that's part of it. But I know this. What I'm about to say is true. It is 100% fact. It's not even an opinion. I know that our evil, dishonest system, from media to government, education, entertainment, otherwise, our evil system, I know for an absolute fact, they will come up with another reason in the future to attack and destroy you. To destroy your dollar, to destroy your liberty, to destroy you personally. I know they will, because that's what corrupt, rotted governments do. And that's what communists do. I know they're going to do it in the future. And there's something else. I know the next time, just like the last time, because they control all the institutions, it's going to feel so real. And I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but that really came off well on the radio. What, Chris? It did. Anyway, it's going to feel real again. It is. I naturally reject authority. So that helped me last time. But even I can acknowledge, man, that COVID propaganda was freaking heavy, right? Everywhere you turn, from the doctor's office to the news to the politicians, Republicans, Democrats, we're all going to die. Oh, my gosh. They sure made that scary and real, didn't they? Well, here's the thing. They're going to do that with whatever comes next again, whether it's a new disease, climate stuff, whatever it is. I don't know what the next big lie is going to be. You don't know what the next big lie is going to be. But I do know this, all these candidates, all these Republicans out there being Mr. Freedom now when it comes to COVID, their instinct the last time led them to go along with the lies, go along with the deception, go along with the propaganda. Their natural instinct was to go against you and stand with the evil. That was their instinct last time. So they may have all changed their tune now when it comes to COVID lockdowns and masks and vaccines and things like that. So yeah, you've changed when it comes to COVID, but have you changed who you are? Have you changed your instincts? Because the next time, they're going to make it feel just as real as the last time. If me and Jewish producer Chris go into a business together and I'm in charge of the bank deposits, he puts me in charge of the bank deposits. Chris is running things and I'm doing bank deposits and I steal them one day. I just steal them. Obviously, there'd probably be legal involvement there, but that's a bad thing, right? Let's say Chris, though, forgives me and takes me back. And I tell him, Chris, man, I feel bad about those bank deposits. Never again. I'm never going to steal those again. Chris, you can trust me. But then, doesn't Chris have to take into consideration ever giving me access at all to the valuable assets of the company? Because my instinct the last time I had access to the valuable assets of the company was to take them. My natural instinct was to see something that didn't belong to me, that instead belonged to our business, and steal it. That was my natural inclination. The natural inclination of these Republicans, these Paul Revere, Mr. Freedom Republicans now, their instinct was to go along with whatever they were being told by the system at the time. And I don't know, maybe you have seen something. I haven't seen any instinct change nationally with our Republican leaders. I've seen your instincts change. Don't get me wrong. Oh, I know Americans are much more, especially the right, much more anti-communist now, much more wary of power, much more wary of what we're being told, wary of the lies. I know we're boned up. Tell me why I should be confident they're boned up. Tell me why. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. And you know what I see nationally? And here's another great reason why I lack faith, why I lack so much faith in the GOP, even ones you love, why I lack faith in them. And this is why I don't worship these politicians. Use every politician, by the way. Use them all. They're all rental cars. Every one of them. They're nothing more than a rental car. Use them for where you're going and then dump them on the side of the road and forget they ever existed. I've had many a rental car in all my travels. I can't tell you the make and model of even one of them. Why? Because I used them. I used them to get where I was going, and then I dumped them and forgot they ever existed. But there's another reason. There's another thing. I see what's happening now culturally in this giant culture war we have as a nation. And I see the way the GOP is pushing back and the things they're pushing back on. And I look at it and I say to myself, man, you're not actually fighting a culture war. You took the safest position humanly possible, and now you act like you're fighting the culture war. You want me to explain? I'll explain what I mean in a second. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars,
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Five U.S. hospitals have brought back mask mandates. Oh, surprise, surprise. New York. Oh, don't feel bad, New York. California, Massachusetts. What a shock. That brings me to this. The bullying. Bullying these people. I'm so proud of you all. Hey, Chrome Dome. He says, haha, just kidding. I've been shaving my head for years. The women love the shaved head. Trust me. When you called to bully someone with a mask, it made me laugh. This past weekend, I was walking into a Home Depot only because my local hardware store didn't have what I needed. And the guy in front of me stops in the doorway and pulls out a pump spray bottle of disinfectant and started spraying the cart. As I pushed by him, I said out loud, "You gotta be kidding me." He looked up and said, "What did you say?" I turned around and said straight to his face, "You are a beeping moron and a loser." The look on his face was priceless. I tell my wife and kids we are wolves among the sheep, that wolves eat sheep. His name is JW. Look, you can say that's harsh, and it is, definitely. You can say that's mean. Yeah, it is mean, actually. It is. How much longer are we going to allow them to be the only aggressors in this society? They take over our culture because the evil ones, they're the aggressors. So not only are they obsessed with their own self-righteousness as they pursue their despicable communism, they're used to operating in a safe environment where we lower our heads and hunch our shoulders over and we navel gaze our, well, no, okay, that's okay. Oh, they're perfectly fine screaming at you to mask up. Why were those screams only going one way? Jesse, in your first hour, you suggested we call out the masking commies. My daughter and I had a bit of grocery shopping to do, and sticking out like a sore thumb was a masked Karen. My daughter pointed and said, "Mask," sounding like a sheep. Karen looked like a sheep in the headlights. Later at the self-checkout, Karen no longer had a mask. That's weird. Following the science or following orders? Again, so many of these people. Remember that idiot? I'm not even going to pull it up. That idiot that I played for you that was on Fox News, that former Democrat congressman who was on Fox News, and he said, I got my seventh booster shot and I've had COVID three times. And we all look on in horror and we're like, how are you so stupid? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? But the truth is, a social shame system, SSS. I just came up with that live on the air. Chris, what? Can we patent that? Chris, do you think we can make any money off it? You seem like the person probably to ask. What? Well, anyway, if you could look into that. Our SSS, our social shame system, is completely backwards. That these people do these things that they even deep down instinctively know are wrong. They know they're insane, but they do them because the social shame system only goes one way. Oh my gosh, you didn't have your booster? How could you? Where's our shame system? Shame's underrated, you know. A lot of the horrible times in my life, all of them caused by me, I should point out. A lot of the horrible times in my life ended when I felt a sufficient amount of shame to change my behavior. Shame is not bad. Now, this guilt, holding on to it and stuff like that forever, that's bad. But having shame in bad or stupid things you do is a good thing. You should be ashamed, even if it's a little ashamed, when you do something stupid. That's human nature. When I told you that story, I drove a 1988, 87 or 88 Toyota Camry when I was in the Marine Corps. I think I got it for $2,000 or something like that because it was a Toyota Camry. It got amazing gas mileage. And it was a great car for the Marines. I was dead broke. Didn't have any money. And something was wrong with it. I'm not a car guy. Something was wrong with it. Something was bad was wrong with it. I knew it was probably a tranny problem. No, not this kind of tranny.
When a kid tells you that they're trans.
No, not like a transmission problem. And took it in. I think I was 19. Took it into the mechanic. Remember, at these military bases, if you never served, you're probably not aware of this. There's a gigantic scam set up around many, many military bases. You'll have all these used car dealerships selling piece of crap used cars for 25% interest to some young, dumb 19-year-old idiot away from home the first time. They just kind of prey on young service members like me who didn't know any better, new, fresh out to the world, and they set up shop around these bases. And I pull in one of these places, a mechanic shop. I had to have my car, and I went into the mechanic shop, and I told him, hey, I need you to fix this. And instead of just getting a free estimate or something, again, it was so stupid. And I told him, hey, I only have $600 to spend. I told that to the mechanic. Lo and behold, he came back and said, oh, yeah, I can fix your Toyota Camry for the low, low price of $600. And I knew, obviously, I needed my car back, and I knew. And it's not as if I still hold on to the guilt to this day, but I remember pulling out of there just being so ashamed for being a freaking idiot. Just ashamed for being stupid and doing something stupid. That was invaluable. That was a valuable feeling. Shame. Shame is not a bad thing. Can be a very, very healthy, good thing. I was ashamed. Guess how many times I've been ripped off by mechanics ever since then? It's been over 2 decades since then. Let's go with zero. Zero times. Shame's underrated. Shame, our SSS, Chris. Chris, what? I like it. You don't like it? Hold on. You don't like it? No, social shame system. I like my, you said society of shame. Michael, what are your thoughts on this? I like social shame system. Society of shame? That doesn't even make sense. Chris is so stupid. Michael? No opinion? That's even stupider than what Chris said, Michael. Stand for something, Michael, or you'll fall for anything. I read that on the back of a bubblegum wrapper one time. Joe Biden spoke today. It went pretty well.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Where am I going? Okay,
right this way. Your secretary, right this way.
Where am I going? Where am I going? He also accidentally, once again, because he doesn't have a fully functional brain, said the quiet part out loud.
And having a little understanding of... dealing with neurosurgeons and people, and one of the leading women in my staff, her husband's a neurosurgeon as well. It's not at all unusual to have the response that sometimes happens to Mitch when you've had a severe concussion.
Joe Biden's got a lot of experience with neurosurgeons. Why is that? I think I, an American citizen, I think I would like to know why my commander-in-chief has a lot of experience with neurosurgeons. Don't get me wrong. He's 1,000 years old. Obviously, I'm sure he's checked in with one once or twice. Has he been to them more often than that? And if so, why? What are they saying? I think it's pretty important for us to understand, it's pretty important for us to know what exactly they're saying. Oh, one more thing. Did you hear this? I'll get back to the Biden stuff in a minute. Biden and that Category 3 storm that made landfill. I can't with this guy.
At least doing an initial assessment of that Category 3 storm that made landfill.
Beyond that. Remember, we've been talking about how these communists, when it comes to the Trump trial stuff, how they're all competing with each other. They're not cooperating. They're not coordinating. They're competing for a better spot on the Central Committee, a better spot on that communist leadership table. Fannie Willis is not coordinating with Jack Smith. She's not coordinating with Alvin Bragg. She's competing. Well, you didn't think New York Attorney General Letitia James was just going to let those other three have all the fun, did you?
New York Attorney General Letitia James is piling on to former President Trump's already enormous legal woes, making public new estimates of just how much she and her office are accusing Trump of inflating his net worth ahead of his October civil fraud trial. Now, in the court filing made public yesterday, she alleges Trump, quote, employed a variety of deceptive schemes to grossly inflate values for many of Trump's assets, from anywhere between roughly $800 million to more than $2 billion.
They're all going to try to get a piece of that flesh. Golly. All right, quit. We have emails. We have kids having to go to school with illegals. Why is that a problem? We still have our insanely offensive diversity talk. We have to talk about you not buying meat at the grocery store anymore, because none of us should be buying meat from the grocery store anymore. None of us. Why would I buy meat from a grocery store that is almost undoubtedly owned by a gigantic LGBTQ corporation when I can get better meat, 100% American sourced meat, for a better price delivered to my front door? That's what you get with Good Ranchers. You want to talk about just the quality of meat, or should we also go into the fact that they're giving away 2 years of free ground beef to anybody who subscribes? You go to goodranchers.com, you find a box you want to subscribe to. They'll deliver it to your front door. You use the promo code Jesse, you get $25 off, and you get $480 worth of free ground beef in your first 2 years. American meat delivered to your home. GoodRanchers.com, code Jesse. American meat, baby, delivered to your house. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours are dedicated to you, where I will answer any question you email in. It does not have to be political. It can be. That's fine. Anything you email in to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Those are Fridays are just so much fun. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Get those emailed in now before we get to some emails and this illegals going to school with American kids. Let's go back to the commander in chief.
By the way, you know, we also know how many huge number of Americans have died, how many huge number of Americans have, for example, more forest has been burned to the ground since I've become, in the time I've been doing this, than the entire square miles of the state of Maryland. Imagine the entire state of Maryland burning to the ground. That's how much is already burned to the ground. So I think as we try to...
He's such a great spokesman for communism. I hope he sticks around forever. It's been awesome. All right, let's get to some stuff here. New York City scrambles as hundreds more migrant kids enroll in school just days before classes return. Again, this is the New York Post. Migrant kids? Isn't it wild how we've talked before about this. I write about this in the Anti-Communist Manifesto. How wild it is watching the communists build verbal fences, language fences around everybody. And then they always close the fence in. They're always shrinking the pasture. They're always shrinking that area you're involved in. They ingrain their language in the common theme of society. And then we wonder why they win. They're not migrants. They're not migrants. They're illegals. You can call them illegal immigrants. You can call them illegal aliens. You can call them whatever you want them, but they're here illegally. The kids too, by the way. Oh, it's not their fault. I didn't say it was their fault. They're here illegally. They should not be here. They should be back in the country where they were born. They're illegal. And they shouldn't be going to school with American kids. But we can't even get there. Instead, we have to print headlines calling them migrants. This actually gets me, this leads me perfectly into this email. Jesse, I was listening to your pals Clay and Buck, and they had Tudor Dixon on. She ran against the communist Whitmer in Michigan, the witch who locked everyone up and also banned the sale of seeds. Dixon lost, and it wasn't even close. She is 100% convinced it was abortion, and abortion only, that lost her the election. So I ask you, O wise one, if women are willing to ignore everything else that's going on and give up all their other rights just to gain the right to kill their own children, how can we expect to win their vote? That's not a rational decision in any way. My solution, spend a week in an abortion clinic, so on and so forth. Okay, this is an ongoing debate on the right now, including with you, the anti-communists. I know my emails go all over the place. Jesse, we can never waver on this issue. Jesse, we have to shut up about this issue or we're going to lose elections. And there are wonderful arguments made every way. I look at this differently. This is the same as I look at this migrant versus illegal thing. The migrants are coming to New York City schools. I look at it differently. If I'm standing in front of a room of kids and I'm trying to earn their vote for class president, and all these kids believe that the sky is green, how much truth should I sacrifice in order to become their class president? Should I step into their world of make-believe? Should I do that? Should we step into the world of make-believe when it comes to abortion? Should we? Well, I mean, I guess it is kind of just a clump of cells. It's not really alive. It's no big deal. Anyway, vote Republican, GOP. Is that what we should do to win an election? Is that what we should do? Or should we do this instead? Should we realize that politics, as the great Andrew Breitbart once said, is downstream of culture? And instead of stressing about each and every individual election, oh my gosh, the presidency in 2024, what about the House? What about this? What about? Instead of stressing about each and every individual election, what if we instead endeavored to change the culture itself? What if instead of standing in front of that class of children and telling them the sky is green so I can earn their vote? What if instead, what if I dedicated my time in front of those children to explaining to them exactly why and how the sky is blue and not green? What we need to do is educate not just women, society as a whole, to the reality of what happens when they go in there and kill that baby. Because every part of this society has been lied to over and over and over again. It's another, speaking of the fences, it's another one of those barriers they've locked in. How many people in this society just believe it's a clump of cells and you should have a right to kill it? It's a lot. Is the solution to step into their world of make-believe and meet them halfway? Or is the solution to pull them out of the darkness and into the light? I would say the solution is cultural, but this comes back to what we've talked about a ton about how we think we have a politician problem when in reality we have a people problem. You brought up Michigan. It's the best example because you're probably right. And Tudor's a friend of mine as well. And I've talked to her about this. She does believe that. And she's probably right. Abortion lost her the election. Okay. Well, if the people of Michigan overwhelmingly voted to have a communist return to office and have a communist state legislature, because of the issue of abortion, because they love abortion so much, is it a politician problem Michigan has, or is it a people problem? We don't have a politician problem. We have a people problem. That's the truth. Got to get a lot smarter, a lot stronger. Got to take our male vitality stacks every single day, don't we, fellas? Ladies, you need a female vitality stack every day. We have battles to fight, not just this election or that election. I promise there will be a million other battles even after 2024 is gone. And we, you and me, we have to fight those battles. We have to be strong enough to do so. Get your testosterone levels tested, gentlemen, and then get them up using natural herbal supplements, not needles in your arm, not needles in your arm. Enough of that. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Ladies. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. And they have so much more than just male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks. Chocolate powder. It's endless. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off a subscription to anything for the lifetime of the subscription. That's huge savings. So get a subscription. Save money. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? You want to get offensive? About to talk about diversity. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.